A small peek into the future. A message from Moishler to Am Yisrael. Av 5770. The world as we know it is coming to an end. That is already very clear to most people. Strange things are happening in nature, and clearly the world is moving ominously to the greatest world war, Hashem Yishmor, the worst and most destructive war ever. As we know from the prophecies of the Torah, one third of the world will be completely destroyed, Zechariah 13, without leaving even one small living creature. One third of the world will be very badly hurt, and one third of the world, including Eretz Yisrael, will not be harmed, except for the Roshoyim, the wicked people. Today we are standing on the threshold of the big explosion. Nature, as we call it, has big surprises in store for us, big and frightening and devastating. We won't be able soon to call it nature because it will be obvious to all that is directly coming from Hashem. Man will go out to war with man, and that also will be a horrific war, beyond the belief of a regular human being. But this is but a small peek into the future. You ask, what can we do about it? Most people choose just to ignore it and hope that the signs we are getting, the clear signs we're getting from Shemayim, will just disappear, will evaporate as if it never was there. We want to go on with our Gashmistic lives as if nothing has happened, but we cannot. Those Jews who want to survive must stop dead in their tracks and begin to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, Mesillas Yesharim, chapter 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many times in our history brought upon Am Yisrael pain, suffering and death, and sometimes in the most horrible ways. Why? Because his favorite son strayed from him, and in order to save his firstborn, he had to punish him in order to bring him back to truth. And today we live in a world of almost total lies. The Egel HaZav is the main god of most Christians, Muslims and Jews alike. They are, B'ezras Hashem, still some Jews left that still hang on with fierce determination to the Creator and His Torah. Most Jews that profess to be Orthodox or ultra-Orthodox are sure they are hanging on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in reality, most are hanging on to the tail of the Egel HaZav. So what can we do? Every Jew must stop and search through his life and take out of his being with a tweezer all the Egel HaZav that he has inside of himself. And he must reject and renounce all the lies of the Olam Hazer that he has become so fond of. He prefers kosher vacations in Switzerland to sitting and learning and living a life of austere but true Yiddishkeit. He'd rather make elaborate chasanas than bring his child to the chuppah after true Torah chinuch. He'd rather be busy with superficial materialistic food and other entertainments, of course with hetcherim, than be busy with davening and saying Tehillim and crying and begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh and to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. But my dear brothers and sisters who don't listen to my words, if you don't make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, you will disappear for all eternity, Chas V'Shalom. Because Hashem is destroying the world of lies and is bringing out and spreading throughout creation the world of truth. A person who lives a life of lies can never live in the world of truth, cannot exist together with truth, which is all-encompassing. A Yid who has never one bit of lie in him, who believes at all in any way in the lie, cannot exist together with truth. Look what is happening in Eretz Yisrael. The Frum community is split every way, all the way deep down split and broken into bits. Most of the Frum are enjoying today a level of Gashmius that they never had in the past. But this level of Gashmius is often bought at a price, and that price is that they have sold their souls to the Egel HaZav and to its representative, which is Medinas Yisrael, the State of Israel. A large portion of the Frum Yidden have sold their children to the Sitra Achra by taking money from the Erev Rav to support their Chinuch, and they force them to put into the curriculum poisonous lies, anti-Torah lies, and give it to their precious Tamimistic children as though it were truth. The conflicts between Frum Yidden have become worse and worse. this group hates that group hates this group, and all of these groups are fighting against each other, also filled with lies. You have fathers against daughters, mothers against sons, husbands against wives, wives against husbands. And then you have the people who enjoy making this terrible situation, fueling it with fire to keep it cooking. Baruch Hashem, Hashem is obviously killing the Egel Azav. Money is inflated and getting more inflated. Money is worth less and less. People are beginning to struggle very much to be able to pay for their gashmistic lives. Many of the Haredim are being hit very hard with this. Chinuch has become a dangerous topic. The average Yid is realizing that something very wrong is going on in our schools, in our yeshivas, that ideas from the Goyisha world have infiltrated into these once precious institutions. And worst of all, the Erev Rav rules, Zohar and see Evan Shlomo 11:7. The Erev Rav rules in the Medina, but also amongst the Haredim the Erev Rav rules. They rule in America, in the Frum world, and certainly in the Chiloni world. They rule in Europe, in the Frum world, and in the Chiloni world. They rule all over the world. Wherever Jews are, the Erev Rav rules, in both the non-Frum and the Frum communities. But this will not continue, and Hashem will very soon bring us to frightening situations. We're already becoming uneasy in our world. Hashem is doing this stage by stage, so that the Jews who can understand will begin really to understand. Stage by stage they will come to the truth. Hashem will save every soul that stood at Har Sinai, but not the Erev Rav. They stood back. They stood away. But every Jew who stood at Har Sinai will be saved. The ones who are closer to Hashem will suffer less. Ones who are farther from Hashem will suffer more. However, the Erev Rav, those Egyptians who supposedly took on Yiddishkeit, those Erev Rav that never really accepted Ol Malchus Shamayim, those Erev Rav will disappear forever. Am Yisrael, we are facing the hardest times that humanity has ever faced. The Goyim, Yishmaelim, Notzrim, all the Goyim will be punished for what they have done to Am Yisrael. A quote from Tehillim 149 and Ovadia number 1. And Am Yisrael will be purified and made pristine. They will shine with a spiritual light that will differentiate between them and whichever Goyim are left. They will be people of truth and only truth. There will be no lies. And the Goyim that will be left after the Makkos that will hit the world and its population, those who are left will be righteous Goyim that will understand and accept the truth as well. Am Yisrael, save yourself suffering. Come back to Hashem. Come back to Torah. Come back to the true life, which is from morning till night, only Hashem and His Torah. Most Yidden of today feel that it's boring, Chas v'Shalom, but are still Yidden, Baruch Hashem, that get up in the morning, say Moda Ani, wash their hands, and from then on, all through the day, are trying with all their hearts and souls to fulfill all of Hashem's commandments. They are not bored, but it lifts them up to higher spheres, spiritually, and makes them closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. There is nothing more exciting and more fulfilling and more true in this world, or in any world, than being only Hashem's servants. Am Yisrael, those that stood at Har Sinai, we are the seeds that are being planted for the future, to grow and to multiply and to fill this universe. Creation has not ended. It is continuing. Every true Yid will be part of it for all eternity.